Welcome everyone to the Heaven on Earth Prayer Collective with Kaya Ra. We will be starting our prayer call in just a few minutes. My name is Chelsea Clarity, and I am a team angel and certified Sophia Circle leader. I, along with the team angels, are honored to be here with you. Joining our prayer call today is Anne Lahr, our French-speaking Sophia Code angel, who will be translating for us today. This gathering will be simulcast in both English and French. If you are part of our French-speaking community, you will have the option of selecting the French language at the bottom of your screen. If you are part of our English-speaking community, you will select English at the bottom of your screen. We have our entire team of support angels here to assist you. We also have the chat available to celebrate and share your reflections. Thank you for saying yes to this prayer collective and standing with us and our community, heart to heart and wing to wing. The presence of your heart is creating a ripple effect across the collective consciousness during our time together. If you are just joining us, please take a moment to pause, breathe, and center. Taking a few deep breaths in and out, allowing whatever came before this moment to fall away as you enter this beautiful temple of Sophia. Make sure that you are in a quiet and comfortable place where you can easily relax and receive today's powerful transmission without distractions. You may wish to have your copy of the Sophia Code near you, along with a glass of water to record today's empowerments and activations. Feel free to use the chat during our time together. If you would like to read along with us, we are reading from the Sophia Dragons chapter of the Sophia Code. We'll begin with the section, The Most Revolutionary Act That You Can Commit, on page 306. Feel free to read out loud with us since you are all on mute. And as you know, the Sophia Code is activated through the power of our voice. The most revolutionary act that you can commit. The greatest expression of Sophia's divine love for you was her unconditional gift of your sovereign divinity, written as the invincible living covenant of the Sophia Code within your Oversoul's DNA. Your divine inheritance is complete, whole, and untouchable, for you have been made in the image and likeness of She who created you. As such, your true self exists beyond all the universal laws that govern form, as well as the laws and fear-based belief systems that control humanity's collective consciousness. The Sophia Code ensures that no matter what form or circumstances you incarnate into, you will always be able to activate your divine genome of sovereignty to override any viral programs with the power of your divinity. At the dawning of this next golden age, we are making ourselves known as mighty spiritual guides for initiating the genetic activation of humanity's sovereignty. Our presence is a powerful resource for clearing the global viral belief systems that would keep your entire species enslaved to voracious lies. We are here to declare that humanity's next spiritual revolution is to reconcile with its divine inheritance of the Sophia Code, to embody its own sovereignty, and to actively take up the mantle and ministry of Sophia Christ Consciousness. We call this a revolution because it will require embodying an unconditional divine love that is wise, wrathful, devout, and resolute to completely dissolve humanity's addiction to duality. As you have journeyed with our first 7 Key Code mentors, you shed the duality of previous ages from your DNA, and you became initiated upon a path for self-actualizing your sovereignty. As these initiations continue to integrate, the Sophia Code within you will operate your human awareness at increasingly higher frequencies. The spell of duality has dissolved from your body, heart, and mind. In the dissolution of your personal relationship with duality, you have become initiated as a way shower for birthing the new paradigm solutions of Sophia Christ Consciousness. We invite you to walk gently with yourself as you acclimate to a higher dimensional reality. At first, embodying Sophia Christ Consciousness may feel disassociated, confusing, disorienting, or even heartless, for it requires creating enough space within you to no longer react to the world outside of you. When enough space within you has been reclaimed from reacting to duality, there is room for the higher vision of the Holy Spirit abiding within you to respond to your experience of life. Your Holy Spirit is the steadfast, sovereign creator seeking to download radical divine solutions that far surpass the limitations of your world's dualistic belief systems. Humanity's paradigm of duality has created a monstrous magnitude of suffering in global crises due to the reactive behavior of victimhood.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi, Kaya.
Thanks for reading from the Sophia Code to open up our prayer call.
You're very welcome. I'm really excited for this call today. Take it away, Kaya.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Heaven on Earth Prayer Collective. My name is Kaya Ra. I'm the author of the Sophia Code, and it's my great honor to welcome you to our international community of lightworkers. Feel free to introduce yourself in the chat. I'm seeing a lot of gratitude for Chelsea's reading of the Sophia Code. Chelsea is one of our certified Sophia Circle leaders, and you can find Chelsea as well as all of our amazing certified leaders on my website at kayara.com under the official directory. Well, look at all these people tuning in from all over the world. Wow, thank you. So nice to read your comments, and I'll be checking in this live chat feed throughout today's prayer call. And it's just really fun to be here with you. And we've been really having a lot of fun selecting different imagery for our green screen video, our new video set. And I hope you like today's energy. It really reminded me of, I mean, obviously they're not dragons, but the beautiful feathered wings that are on the Sophia dragons, how they whirl in and out of the Sophia dragon scales. And so this just made me feel connected to the dragon energy, also with the spiral of light in the background. So I'm glad that so many of you are enjoying the visual today. What a couple of weeks this has been. Before I dive into these teachings, I want to ask you, how are you? How are you doing in this year of the dragon? This wild, momentous, transformative, accelerated time. Oh my God. It has been challenging and empowering and enlightening. So many shifts and pivots and breakthroughs. Yes, I'm seeing a lot of challenges in the chat. I'm also seeing many changes, old patterns coming up and dissolving, full of light and growth, explosive, new blessings every day, huge shifts, what a ride. Just reading all the comments coming in live, it's so fun. I can't read the names because it's moving so fast, but I'm reading, I'm struggling and transforming at lightning speed. A lot of lightning speed comments, actually, in the eye of the hurricane. Sexy start to the year. I'm feeling blessed. Love that. So much gratitude. Thank you for sharing your reflections. I'm just celebrating with you. And when I say I'm celebrating with you to own the challenges, I'm celebrating that with you as well. Just as I shared on YouTube Live and in the Sophia Code app, where we go live further or deeper Q&A, I was just sharing how it's running towards the challenges that opens up a greater space of sovereignty in our life. It's not about sidestepping or trying to avoid the triggers that cause us to grow the most. It's about praying for the courage to walk right into the healing storms of your life so that you can feel the sunshine of your divinity shining right through that storm, revealing to you that you can face the challenges. You can step up to the transformation. You can ride a lightning fast growth curve. It is actually possible when you choose to courageously accept that that is what there is to do at this time. And how lucky are we, honestly, to have the Sophia Code as a living transmission, because it teaches us so much about quantum reality and what it means to transform multidimensionally, meaning on multiple levels of your awareness, in your consciousness, both in your unconscious and your conscious awareness, in your emotional body, in your thoughts, your mental body, your belief systems, in your psychology, in your daily approach to how you live life, how you include the sacred in your life, living consciously in a connection with your source instead of just relying on the anxiety and the worrying of the human ego structure. It's like we've been learning for some of us in this prayer collective, we've been learning how to live in the quantum field for over 7 years now with these teachings. And it's extraordinary to me that the Sophia Code was able to come through during the age of Capricorn, because, of course, now we know we're in the age of Aquarius with Pluto in Aquarius, Pluto being a generational planetary shift. And, this divine light of the Sophia Code has been opening up a super highway for us to touch into the light of our higher self, our divinity, at the leading edge of spirituality, at the leading edge of personal transformation and growth. And so I just want to congratulate you that wherever you came in, it's kind of like there's so many people freaking out about whether or not to get into Bitcoin right now. And, if you were getting into it before this bull run, it's just like so many people are just thanking their lucky stars for that right now. And it's like, I feel the same way about the Sophia Code. It's like wherever you get into the highway of the Sophia Code, like it was perfect timing for you. It was, you were right on time, and it's preparing you for how to navigate and succeed in these extraordinary times of change, like extraordinary. Like we haven't even begun to see the level of changes that are coming. And it's only like, I don't even know what we're March. We're like a month and a half into the year of the dragon, like, like I don't even understand. I feel like I've lived 1,000 lifetimes since our Lunar New Year celebration. How about you? How's it felt for you? I feel like every day is like a multiverse of learning and growing and creating and pivoting and learning how to fly really fast, but like not drive past the speed limit at the same time, like grounding that lightning energy of this wood dragon into our daily life inside the matrix. It's like, wow, it's quite the learning curve. But this transmission is revealing to you the lightning path for taking advantage of all of this potential, taking advantage of the momentum, lining yourself up to be at the right place at the right time. Because if you're not doing your inner work, if you're not willing to face your challenges, accept that you are here to grow and to make an impact in this world, like you're going to be so fucking lost for the next 20 years. It's just that simple. Because Age of Aquarius, Pluto in Aquarius, it's all about growing and expanding the collective healing and the spiritual awakening of the collective through your individual journey to do so first. You know, it's just like, that's how you're going to keep finding your center in these extreme and pivotal times of massive transformation on the planet, in the heart of humanity, in human consciousness, in artificial intelligence, in how tech is going to continue to drive changes that are so far beyond anything we could have possibly experienced in Pluto in a Capricorn. Everything is going to keep moving towards decentralization and a non-hierarchical creative power. And there is no greater mentors for that than the Sophia Dragons. Talk about decentralized, sovereign, divine, creative power. Here we have the consciousness of the Divine Mother in chapter 13, revealing that she, you know, there are original creator species, meaning there are like the first line of creator species that were ever created. And the seraphim were one of those species. And part of their creation, part of their DNA, was to be these divine birthers of the dreaming of the Divine Mother. Divine Mother is, she is the consciousness of all that is. She is the source of both the nothingness that goes on forever, the no-thingness, that black womb from which the first light of creation arises. Like, Divine Mother is in everything because light is in everything that exists. Nothing can exist without the light of God, but that is God. God is consciousness. Source is consciousness. It is that first building block of life, the light. And it is the nothingness for which that consciousness is the presence of all that is. And it is the creation of that light. The consciousness of the light of Sophia speaking her, his, its desire to create, that these creator species then take on the desires of God, the divine will of God, and go forth and create. Just as when we are living in alignment with our higher self, we no longer want to just do things just to do things out of our ego. We want to be in alignment with our divine purpose. We want to live in our higher self embodiment. We want to be creating for a higher cause, for a greater purpose, to create more love, to create more abundance, to create more healing, to create more empowerment. It's like we want to create on purpose. And that's what original creator species desire, such as the Sophia Dragons. They only want to create on purpose according to the genius of Divine Mother, according to the genius of God. So these Sophia Dragons, they have spiritual technology within them called the heart womb. We talk about this in chapter 13. And I mean, these dragons are so big. These angelic beings can give birth to an entire planet, can gestate the concept of an entirely new species. It can even birth a new galaxy. I mean, this, we can imagine how big that is, but nothing can actually really capture that for us. But we can feel it. We can feel it through our intuitive senses when we invoke the Sophia dragons, just how grand these heart wombs are that are gestating the divine will of the Holy Mother's Immaculate Conceptions of Grace. And so when we are, there's a few words that have come to me over the past couple of weeks I don't want to share with you. I don't even know what's on my notes anymore. I'm just in the flow of this prayer call. I'm feeling it. Are you feeling it? Let's go. So we're getting ready for this 2024 mentor journey where we're going to be journeying with the Sophia dragons this entire year. I've never done anything like this before. Last year, we dedicated an entire event in Sedona, of all places, with all of those wild vortices of earth energy. And we had, by far, the most amazing leadership training event that we've ever hosted. And that is actually available for purchase on my website now. Thank God to our beautiful video editing team. We're so grateful to you for shooting and editing that. So you can get a taste of how radical these teachings are going to be this year from that leadership training. Well, that training went so well. The Sophia Dragons asked me to open up my heart and my channel to receive them all year long in the Year of the Dragon. I wasn't exactly like, I really just wanted to focus on writing books this year. But I said, yes, this is the Year of the Dragon. What other year could be more perfect than to have a journey like this? And I'm already being impacted in such significant ways. I close my eyes and everywhere, all I can see is dragons everywhere, all over, everywhere I go in the world, magical things are happening and it's all connected to the dragons. It's like once you say yes to a year-long ceremony with Seraphim, just try to not have magic happen in your life. I've had the most unbelievable opportunities to empower the future of our foundation, which, you know, I'm really excited to share about later in this year. I've had the most unbelievable opportunities to just take advantage of what all these changes and shifts that are happening this year, both for myself personally and professionally. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's been very intense. It's like fitting in maybe a week's worth of decisions and power moves within 24 hours and just having to breathe through that and say, I can do this because I have been practicing how to live in this dragon energy, dragon magic manifestation, this dragon dreaming, you know, for years now. And wherever you stepped into this container, you've been training in that same way too. So we're going to be talking a lot about dragon dreaming and how dragon dreaming with the Sophia dragons is a way to deeply impact your physical reality, how to move energy and even physical reality in such a way that everything gets out of your way for a clear, direct line to success. And part of dragon dreaming that I want to bring into this space before we even launch the ceremony next week, because I'm just so excited about this mentor journey that we start next week, is we are going to be practicing light streaming from the future. You heard it here first, folks, here on this live prayer collective call. Dragon dreaming is light streaming from your future. And so we're going to practice a little bit about that today. And it makes me feel so good as an Aquarian in the age of Aquarius to just really be talking to you about, you know, reality in these terms. Because if you are playing the game of what is, you're not playing the game, you're not playing chess, you're playing checkers. You're not actually moving the pieces of the board in any way that's going to position you to live in your brightest future. And the wonderful thing about the Sophia Dragons is here are these beings that literally have eyes on every scale of their body, not to mention their three huge, like they've got two huge bejeweled eyes with this massive open third eye. I mean, they're seeing into every dimension of reality simultaneously. You know, what is that mirroring to you that your higher self can see into every dimension of reality? The Sophia Dragons are divine birthers, divine, I mean, even their title, she who births sovereign creators, they only give birth to sovereign creators. You are a sovereign creator. But if you want to know what you're creating, we need to really step into the dragon dreaming of light streaming from your future reality. So I'm just going to take a sip of water because I am literally like, I feel like I'm being devoured in flames right now of activation with the dragon. So just one moment. Excuse me. Okay, so let's just start. Oh, and by the way, we've got a lunar eclipse coming up. We have equinox coming up. And then we have a total solar eclipse coming up over North America, which astrologically is one of the most intense eclipses maybe in the past 300 years. So my prayer for you with today's prayer and today's guided meditation with the Sophia Dragons is, can you tune into the joy and gentleness of these exceptionally powerful beings? What if you were so powerful that you could actually be really gentle with yourself? What if you were so powerful that you didn't have to defend yourself from the divine blessings coming to you? Why would you feel like you would need to defend yourself? What if they were so good that it would make you stand out from others? What if you moved into a place of such well-being that you almost felt like you're sticking out like a sore thumb, an easy target for others to feel jealous of or, you know, confused by? Because here's the thing about the year of the dragon. Dragon energy is extremely polarizing. And it's not because a dragon is trying to polarize you. It's that a dragon is a dragon. That's why I always say dragons got a dragon. A dragon can't be anything but a dragon. You know, there's no, like, imagine if a dragon tried to be a mouse or a pig or even a horse. Horses are amazing, but a horse is not a dragon. Dragon's got a dragon. And so when you're in a year of a dragon, the totality of the dragon is, interestingly enough, like a total solar eclipse, like the dragon's energy is so complete that it highlights everything that is incomplete for you and for the collective. And that really starts to bring a heightened awareness to a polarization of those who have been really working on getting it together for themselves, both internally and externally, and it heightens those who have refused to work on themselves and to open up to the opportunities of life and to take advantage of them, who have been too paralyzed or disinterested in growth. This is a year where that spectrum gets even wider. And so it's really important to understand that if you've been really on top of your inner healing journey, your spiritual empowerment, your professional empowerment, your shining in your personal life, you're only going to get way shinier, way brighter in the year of the dragon. Good things are coming your way because you have cleared the space to receive that goodness coming to you. And where is that goodness coming from the dragon? It could be. But if it's coming from the dragon, it's always a manifestation of your higher self. It's always a manifestation of your connection to source. It's always a manifestation of your willingness to say yes to more of you. Because any kind of more that comes into your life is always a manifestation of you getting in alignment that you're okay with you. In fact, you love you. In fact, you're here to shine as you. And by default, that also spits out, not even consciously, just by default, anything or anyone that is not loving themselves and not choosing to be okay with themselves, because it's not an energetic match. They're completely different resonances. So there's a lot of changing of the guard in the year of the dragon. And so why is it so important to light stream from your future? Because your higher self, living in your highest reality in the future, can send you all of the data points, all of the go right instead of left or go left instead of right directions that you need to walk yourself into that future paradigm where you are glowing in that sovereign success, no matter what is happening around you. Because here's the thing, people, we are going to see greater levels of disparity. We're going to see greater levels of suffering. Potentially even another war. Like we're facing magnitudes of wars right now, but there is so much Uranian energy over the next, 19 years. It's going to be a very conscious decision for you to keep thriving in your higher self connection. Do you feel me? It's almost going to be like having survivor's guilt because you're choosing to thrive. You're choosing to take a stand for wellness, for wholeness, for health, for abundance, when so many people are going to cry victim. And that's why dreaming with the Sophia Dragons and light streaming from your future reality is so essential. And it's why I can't even fully express how excited I am with what is coming in this journey through 2024 with the Sophia Dragons. These galactic light codes are going to just create such a dragon egg of an invincible light and high level energy around you that you're going to feel how easy it is to walk with the masters, even as like the ankle biters are trying to knock you out of your center for choosing so much power. So I'd love for us to do our invocation. I hope that was a little bit of a helpful introduction to today's prayer. I'm so glad that it was helpful. Thanks for your comments. And I'm hearing the Sophia Dragons share that it's going to be incredibly important for you to keep using this practice between now and the next prayer call, because all of those astrological events are going to occur between now and the next prayer call. So if you need to return to this video replay in the Sophia Code app, you can watch this prayer collective call replay for as many times as you want between now and the next prayer call. And it will continue to encourage you and empower you with these teachings and with the guided meditation that we're going to do today. So let's invoke our Key Code Ascended Master Mentors. Let's invoke our Circle of Empowerment. And for those of you who are new to our platform, maybe this is your first prayer call, I hope you introduce yourself in the chat or in our free community forum on the Sophia Code app. Little refresh, we do the Circle of Empowerment before we open up any ceremonial space because it helps us to anchor our sovereign Christ light, our higher self's divine light within our body so that we can have very high frequency experiences of the living transmission and also stay grounded in our physical body connected to the earth. For us to experience the truth of the multiverse, quantum reality, without getting so high that we can't handle it. Like, we get really, really high off God here, but we do it in our bodies and we do it in a grounded way that's relevant and can take action in this world. There's no sense in getting spiritually high if you cannot use it for something useful in this world. It's just simply not practical. We've got to take the crystalline resonance of our connection with Source, God, and the Ascended Masters and put it to good use, put it to work, transform our lives with this highly abundant resonant crystalline energy. And so with that reminder, I welcome you to experience the difference between what you feel now and how you're going to feel after you invoke the Circle of Empowerment around you. So the first step is to visualize a circle of light. And it can be any color that you want. Given that there's so much sapphire energy in my background, I already saw sapphire flames as a circle of light appearing around me. So thank you, God. And feel free to share what color is your circle of light that's surrounding your body, anywhere between 3 feet to 6 feet outside of your physical form. Yeah, isn't this fun? So fun. Now, there are eight pillars of light in the eight directions. And I always visualize the pillar for the north in front of me. Player's choice, it can be in front of you or behind you. But we always invoke the Ascended Masters to stand with us in the same directions every time so that no matter what we're experiencing in life, we've memorized this invocation and we can invoke this circle of empowerment rapidly, both in times of peace as well as in emergency situations. It's already on. We know it. We know how to run through it and we know how to anchor inside of it. And it's such a powerful daily practice to bring into your life. So in the north, we always invoke White Buffalo Woman. And I welcome you, beautiful White Buffalo Woman. Oh my gosh, in her beautiful white buckskin dress. I see so many white buffalo coming behind her, as well as the Order of Sky Grandmothers in the north. And in the northeast, we always invoke Ascended Master Isis and the Syrian White Lions coming behind her. In the east, I welcome Key Code 2 in the Sophia Code, beautiful Hathor and the Hathor Star Nation. In the southeast, I welcome Green Tara, the Order of Dakinis, the 21 emanations of Tara, Lord Buddha, also the Tibetan medicine Buddha, and all the wrathful deity protectors of the Dharma. As Key Code 3, She of 1,000 Stars, activating that gateway of prosperity in the southeast. In the south, the gateway of life, I honor and welcome beautiful Mother Mary. She's just shining in like this unbelievable white light and her order of the Blue Ray attending to her. All of these seraphim. There's other kinds of seraphim. These are more human-looking seraphim with four wings on their back each, and they're standing behind Mother Mary singing. Ave Maria, glory to Mother Mary. We are just so grateful to you standing with us in the south. In the southwest, I give thanks and call forth Ascended Master Mary Magdalene, Key Code 5 of the Sophia Code, She of a Thousand Angels, welcoming also in Ascended Master Jesus, Saint Joan of Arc, and the entire Order of Magdalena. All of those souls, ascended souls that have served in the Order of Magdalena across space and time in the West, we welcome beautiful Kuan Yin. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Mani Padme Hum. And her amazing transmission of self-compassion, self-love, Key Code 6 in the Sophia Code, She of a Thousand Waters, she is attended by her divine masculine teaching counterpart, Maha Avatar Babaji. And in the northwest, the direction of the magical helpers, those who help us to travel across space and time, consciously, I welcome the holiest of seraphim, the Sophia dragons, including the chief of their holy order, the Seraphiel. And I'm also acknowledging some other magical ones arriving, including the unicorns. And I'd like to also acknowledge the archangels, including Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Gideon, Immacuel, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Faith, Archangel Shamuel, the Pleiadian archangels, the Syrian archangels, archangels from Andromeda, these archangel nations that are a part of the Sophia Dragon Tribe, including the Star Nations, our elders, our ancient ancestors that will be a big part of our 2024 mentor journey alongside the Sophia Dragons. Welcoming in this high frequency, multiverse Christ consciousness, this unity, Buddha-like Christ consciousness, filling your body, heart, and mind, filling out your sacred circle of empowerment. We welcome the full presence of your higher self, buzzing within every cell of your body, opening your prefrontal cortex, opening your crown chakra, opening your third eye, opening your throat and your heart, opening your solar plexus, your sacral plexus, your root chakra, to be filled as with the waterfall of light that your higher self is, always in communion and connection to your source. I welcome all of the light ships that are protecting us at this time that are a part of the Sophia Dragon Tribe, supporting this living transmission to reach souls across the world. I'm even seeing souls that may be put in danger for connecting to spirituality. I want you to know that we're praying for you as you are tuning in live or on the replay. Thank you for finding this transmission. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you about the Sophia Code. Thank you for daring to reclaim the divine feminine. Thank you for having the courage to consider that you are a sovereign divine being and not a sinner. We welcome all of those souls that are new here, listening to this broadcast for the first time. And I welcome the presence of that which created all of us, that which created the Sophia Dragon Tribe. Sophia, 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 Divine Mother, Divine Father, Source of all life, Creator, Creatrix, Source of all life, falling fresh upon us as the Holy Spirit, as the Dove of Peace, as that presence of unconditional love that has given us the gift of life to travel across centuries of incarnations to discover the holy mirror that life is offering us, that we were born as sovereign divine souls in the heart womb of the Divine Mother. And it's from this same heart womb that the Sophia Dragons were born into the cosmos as cosmic birthers of her divine will. And I welcome your soul to connect with this congregation of witnesses, this soul tribe that we are, our prayer collectives, many of us have been praying together for over 7 years now. Every month for 7 years, this is a free ministerial offering of the Sophia Code Foundation. And I welcome your heart to open up to this heart connection that there are souls all over the world meditating with you right now, resonating with you right now, supporting you right now, uplifting their hearts with you right now in focused prayer and concentration upon this Christ light that exists within you and within all of us. And it is with our hearts open together as that one dragon body, golden dragon light body of a community, that we open up every cell of our body to direct communion with the source and with the Sophia dragons. And I welcome the Sophia dragons to help you travel fully and completely into the seventh plane, into that highest source consciousness that allows you to dragon dream beyond this physical world, to recenter yourself as a citizen of the multiverse, as a galactic being of light that is having a human experience, lifting up every part of your consciousness and expanding into that source consciousness. You may begin to feel the atoms within your body orbiting wider. You may begin to feel how Christ consciousness liberates you from the heavy density of this world, yet you can continue to feel the structure of your body, the structure of your mind. You can continue to feel the beating of your heart as you touch into this heavenly resonance and frequency of Sophia Christ consciousness. And we welcome that eighth chakra soul gate star to open up and for you to now invoke a full connection with your future self that lives on your highest timeline for this earthly human incarnation that you are living right now. Because as you are in this seventh, felt like I just sneezed out stardust. That was weird. Sorry, guys. As we are connecting with the Sophia dragons in the seventh plane, you are invoking their presence to connect you with that highest timeline for this incarnation, but you might be feeling your other timelines, your other lifetimes listening to you in the seventh plane right now. Thank you for the blessings. And I welcome you to just stay focused on this human incarnation, because whatever you manage to manifest in this conscious human incarnation, there's going to be a zero-point calibration ripple effect that goes out to all your other timelines, all your other lifelines, okay? So no worries. Just stay focused on who you are as a human on Earth. But in the seventh plane consciousness, can you feel a little bit of distance, maybe like a whole level of like galactic distance from your human body? Can you feel how this Sophia Christ consciousness that you are resonating in allows for you to feel and have compassion for and tune into your human body, your human life with some perspective, with some wisdom? It's really awesome to get some distance so that you can tune into the wisdom of your higher self's consciousness that is watching over your beautiful body and your sweet human mind and all of those sweet human prayers and dreams that you have. You know, they look kind of tiny when you are dragon dreaming from the seventh plane, from source consciousness. You're like, wow, maybe I could dream a little bigger for myself. So it's from that perspective I welcome you to feel the presence of the Ascended Masters and all of the Archangels surrounding you in their grace, daring you to drag and dream into your highest timeline, your highest future reality. And so we welcome and invoke who you become. Is it 10 years? Yes, 10 years in the future. Your highest potential for 10, because there could be quantum possibilities of like 100 different versions of you. We want the top. We want the one that won winning, won the game of winning, okay? Like, we want the most amazing version of you. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to come without challenges, but that version of you overcame perhaps dramatic challenges, perhaps an accelerated growth edge over the next 10 years. But that 10 years from now version of you is powerful, strong, abundant, filled with love, surrounded by love, connected, living in the right place at the right time, creating and embracing the creative spirit. And so as that avatar of your highest reality a decade from now, Kim's ready and top dog, top dragon. The winning one who won. Yeah, fun. Thanks, Kim. Yeah, tuning into that avatar a decade from now, what are they wearing? What is he or she are they wearing? How does their body feel? How significantly different do they look, or do they look similar? Remember, you're in a state of consciousness where anyone can show up, and it might be surprising who shows up. And all I'm asking, I'm not asking for you to see how you became that person. I'm asking you to feel the musculature of your future self in a decade. Based on the decisions that you made in this year of the dragon, the pivots, the power moves, the staying awake moves instead of going to sleep or sticking your head in the sand, the one who arose out of the very conscious living that set you up for success over this next decade. Notice if there's any technology, feelings of technology. I'm actually tuning in to like a lot of light ship energy around my future self, which makes me feel really excited. And, you know, notice your eyes. What are your eyes communicating to you from your future self? And then I welcome the Sophia dragons to come closer and to create like a figure eight between your heart and your future self, and to feel that energetic blessing across the span of the decade where that Sophia dragon is flying between who you are now and who you became in your highest timeline in 10 years. And to feel how their dragon magic is magnetizing you physically, energetically, and emotionally to be drawn to that future self. Even if that future self feels intimidating, the Sophia dragon magic is helping you surrender into the beauty, into the grace, into the miracles, into the power of the dragon dreaming. You may feel your future self start to make some hand motions of blessings or healing empowerments or even different attunements over your body. Let it happen. You may feel some adjustments within your chakras. You may feel the Sophia dragon that it is keeping this heart connection between your future self and your current self. You may feel them breathing over you. You may feel flames of grace or like stardust, like fiery stardust helping you to rebirth your consciousness, your willingness in this present moment. And what I'm hearing from your higher self and from the ascended masters is if there is a prayer that you want to speak out loud on behalf of your heart, on behalf of your willingness to become this person, this higher self embodiment on earth for the liberation of all beings, speak that prayer out loud, or you could write it down in your journal in this moment. You could write it in the chat if you want it to be witnessed by the community. It might be a simple statement. I just heard my higher self say, don't give up, which it makes me feel really excited and acknowledged for how much I've been pivoting. And here comes another galactic sneeze. I've never sneezed so much in a prayer call. I think it's really funny. Excuse me. And just really welcoming in your heart, their blessings, and speaking out your prayers, your intentions. For being at the right place at the right time, for accepting new opportunities, even if no one else understands the opportunities that you're accepting, getting out of your own way, light streaming, your future self is light streaming the confidence, the trust, the wisdom, and the willingness that you need in your present reality to become them. Yes, that's what's happening right now. All of your prayers are magnetizing you to that avatar and all of their truth and becomingness is light streaming into your current reality. And this is all happening within the seventh plane, which it's a place in the multiverse where instantaneous miracles and divine knowing exist, as you know, we learn in the Sophia Code. And you may begin to feel this very intense energy. There's one dragon on one side and another dragon on another side. And this really reminds me of the galactic activations we're going to be receiving all year long in our mentor journey. They're toning at a very high frequency, and it's almost making like an energy line between your eyes and through your pituitary gland, right through your third eye, and it's such a high frequency, it's zero pointing out your old awareness, like folding it into almost like if you were a black hole, and it's like folding it into the black hole for the new light to arise of your personal identity based on that future avatar that you have said yes to in this prayer. Like a crossroads. Going right through your perception. That sacred cross, sacred crossroads. Yes, I'm hearing from the Sophia Dragons. The year of the dragon is a sacred crossroads for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. Yes, thank you. I accept, I receive. Oh my God, yes. Thank you. I accept, I receive. Yes. Thank you. I accept. I receive this transmission of divine grace. Sophia Dragons, oh my God, thank you for your Christ consciousness. And you may begin to feel them spiraling also as they're helping you drag and dream into this future reality, like an upgrade. They're blasting your divine genome so that your biological DNA can quicken. Yes, quicken in the year of the dragon for that. You know how we build those bridges of light from the divine genome, which we're going to do a very big part of the ceremony around this next Wednesday. So this is a bit of a getting ready pre-show. They're saying, where we're really tuning into that divine genome and those bridges of light going into our carbon-based DNA. And this is a bit of an attunement, a bit of an upgrade they're offering us generously today in this free transmission. My goodness, so many generous healings and empowerments given today. And they're saying your DNA can keep up with lightning change. It's simply the old perception that they just zeroed out for you that wants to hold you to an old idea about how accelerated growth can feel. Boom! Yeah, let's do that. Ooh! Your DNA can keep up. Just because our DNA was mutated doesn't mean you can't repair it through the divine genome, because that's exactly what you're doing with the Sophia code. And that's exactly what we're going to keep doing all year long as we dragon out with the Sophia dragons through 2024. Opening our hearts, the full body understanding that something significant has happened here in this moment, a zero point calibration, a divine intervention of grace has been given to us from the Sophia dragons to prepare our hearts for this eclipse season, to support us with angelic strength as we approach the equinox. These are portals and gateways to call upon the Sophia dragons, to go back and listen to the Key Code 777 initiation again, to, you know, perhaps explore all the dragon material that we now have in the Sophia dragons treasure stack that we have in the mystery school. Like, there's so much content our mystery school provides that you can lean into and listen to and engage with throughout this eclipse season. We all know how intense the energy gets. We are in eclipse season. It's the equinox. We're in the year of the dragon. Pluto's in Aquarius. Good God. Lean into these resources. Lean into the Sophia code. Lean into this prayer collective replay. Know that grace is with you through this living transmission, offering you so much support in navigating these pivotal times of change in your center and in your creative power. I'd like to close these ceremonial activations with all the love and gratitude in my heart for the Sophia dragons, for your higher self, light streaming from your future into your present moment reality. I hope you know you're a different person now. And I invite you to take a couple of hours to just be with you. Like, just to own the next hour or two, maybe in nature or a bath. If you're at work, go take a lunch break. Like, take a moment to really acknowledge this paradigm shift that was able to happen through quantum reality and quantum invocation, through the power of your higher self, as directed by your higher self and through the grace of the Sophia Dragon Tribe. I give thanks for your presence, your willingness to receive. I give thanks to all of our mentors and spiritual guides. I give thanks to the presence of God for this opportunity to come together and meditation and prayer and invocation and empowerment. This is one of my favorite places to be. It's here with you in the grace of our empowerment, and the truth of our divinity, shining our light together for the world. I offer you many blessings and all of my well wishes for grace, ease, and miracles during this eclipse season. I look forward to being here, back here live with you for the Heaven and Earth Prayer Collective in April. And I truly, truly hope you can join us and take up this invitation to grace and miracles in the year ahead with the Sophia Dragons. Our opening ceremony starts next Wednesday, March 20th. And I really hope you can be with us. It's going to be a completely life-changing journey with myself, the team, and of course, our friends in high places, the holiest of Seraphim, the Sophia Dragons. Thank you to our team angels. Thank you to our French translator. Thank you to everyone tuning in live and on the replay. Please, let's keep this beautiful connection going. Please share your loving reflections and any questions that you have in our free community forum in the Sophia Code app. We love to hear your feedback. We love to know what's real for you. We love to take in your questions, and we love to see your engagement with other people's posts. We love to be a community of encouragement and empowerment, and we just love the love. So bring that love there and keep that love in your heart for yourself today. All my love to you. Namaste.